77 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, 309. And you know what? They've told me it's time.
Time for what?
Time for what? Time for me to say welcome to the Jeremy Lawrence Show. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you're here anyway. So, it's great to be here with you. Of course, this portion of the program brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Glad they're on board with us. Glad you're on board with us. You know, Magic Carpet Ride could define very well what we had yesterday in the terms of the primary election. Now, the prediction was low voter turnout. The reality was low voter turnout. So there you go. There, one prediction proved accurate. Now, I have to admit, I didn't go through the process of predicting races. I did around the office here. I told some people what I thought. And apparently, I'm not batting 1,000 at this point, but I did pretty well. But I did, on the air, predict, and I think it was last week or the week before, one race that was over at that point. And guess what? I was 100% right about that one. So that's one of the many races. That was the Amash Ellis race, and let's face it, my cat could have predicted that one, and she doesn't care. So, but we're going to talk about a lot of the – I mean, there were a ton of races and some definitive surprises in the rundown of elections that were out there. We'll keep you up on all of that stuff. You know the results, so we're just going to talk about it. If you want to talk about that or any of the other things we'll be talking about today, here you go. Here's the phone number. Toll free, it's 877-382-4280. Or locally, you can give us a call at 382-4280 and be a part of the program. 80373 is our texting number, and you can be a part of the program as well. By doing that. Also, just a reminder, text-wise, if you have yet to do it, go to your phone right now and put in the word now and text it to 80373. You're asking me why should I do that? I knew you were going to ask. Okay, two reasons. See, now last night, if you had been one of those people that texted now to 80373, you would have been alerted the moment we found out that Prop 1 had passed. Because we let people know about that one. That's pretty important. Probably the most important part of the primary election that took place. But if you didn't, you didn't find out right away. You know, so we're keeping you up that way. But there is another reason for you to text now to 80373.
And why is that?
I'm glad you asked. Because even if you hadn't asked, I was going to tell you anyway. So it helps. If you like Dave Ramsey and you're listening to this station, so I assume that you do, you might want to get some of his different things that he's got out there. He's got some books and things like that. Entree Leadership, The Total Money Makeover, a brand new one he wrote with Rachel Cruz called Smart Money, Smart Kids. Rachel, of course, if you know Dave, yep, that's his little girl. So not so little anymore. She's married and writing books with Dad anyway. So great stuff. Plus, there'll be a couple of lucky people that win some passes to go see the man himself, Dave Ramsey, live and in person when he makes his trip to Grand Rapids on Thursday, September 11th. Think about that. Now, what does all of that have to do with this? If you text now to 80373, you will be in a contest to get some of that stuff. I mean, this is great stuff. So if you'd like to be in on it, that is the way you do it. So feel free, as you get the opportunity, to head to your cell phone, translate it right now. Head on over there. Just type in 80373. That's who you're texting, and then text the word now. All right, good job. I saw you do that. Thank you for that. All right, so keep doing that. That'll get you in for this drawing. It'll also get you in for the latest breaking news. And let's face it, who doesn't want to get the latest breaking news? You want to know what's going on in your world.
Keep you up to date.
Exactly. And that's what we do around here. We just want to keep you up to date. All right, before we dig into the subject of the day, a little bit later in the program, and I know Michael is chomping at the bit to give these away, tickets to The 100-Foot Journey. Have you seen the previews for this?
I have not.
This is Helen Mirren, but she's been in, like, everything that matters, really. She's in this, plays a French restaurant owner and food connoisseur. Well, this family moves in across the street from her Michelin five-star restaurant, whatever, anyway, and opens up an Indian food restaurant in France. It's kind of interesting. Hilarity ensues from there. That's kind of like my way of saying, yeah, you can imagine what's to come next. But we've got four tickets for you to see this one. This is one that when my wife saw the previews for this, we're going to that. Take me to that. I want to see that. So it's a date movie, guys. I'm telling you. And ladies, if you get a hold of these tickets, just tell your husband it's date night and you'll be fine. Now, I'm not going to just give you two because, you know, that would be good. It'd be good for a date. I'm going to give you four. Because, you know what? You know what's more fun than a date? Double date, and you get to go out to dinner either before or after. Or during. Because this is Celebration Cinema in Portage. And they got lots of good food there. So a little bit later on in the program, we'll be giving those tickets away with absolutely no help from Michael at all. He's not going to have a question at all.
Are you sure about that?
No! I was hoping the reverse psychology thing, but, you know, oh well, whatever. All right, anyway, so that's coming up also in the blog section at WKZO.com. Check out our video of the day. If you've heard of Improv Everywhere, this is a group that has done all kinds of things on the streets of New York or on the subways of New York. They're the group that do the No Pants subway ride every year. And they, you know, videotape the results, people looking at them like, what? Why are you on the subway with no pants? But they've done plenty of other things, like they've done a mini golf tournament using ESPN to help them out, kind of this televised event. And they've done grocery store musical and all sorts of other things. Fun stuff. Well, they've got another one. The Spa on the Subway. They picked the hottest day that they could come up with in New York City. 95 degrees in the subway, and they set up a spa. It's beautiful what happens. You just have to see it. They always do great stuff. And you approach each of these videos with the reminder that people are walking up on this having no idea what's going on.
They're just baffled by it.
You walk up and go, what in the world is this? The funny thing, though, is when you get people who are walking by, see what's going on, and they participate. That's what makes these even more fun. So check it out. That's our video of the day. Also, blog post of the day. There was a video that I wanted to share. Somebody that's a truck driver going through a border checkpoint coming into the United States. And you just have to see the video. It speaks for itself as to what the problem is at the border. You just have to watch it. I'm not going to say much about it. I just invite you to head on over. We've got a link at WKZO.com for you to check it out. And I hope that you'll do that because it just, to me, the video speaks for itself. There's very little else to be said than to just watch the video go, okay, okay, I get it now. I understand. So that's awaiting you if you head on over there. Of course, all this stuff eventually makes its way to Facebook because, you know, we're that kind of people. And if you're not on Facebook with us yet, go ahead and click like when you get the opportunity. All right. Let's dig into some of the election situation. You call it an election situation, primary election. And there were a lot of races that took place. Now, one of them that was probably the most, and I knew this one was going to be competitive, or at least I thought it was going to be competitive. It was the race that included John Hoadley, who was in this studio a few weeks ago, and Dave Buskirk, who was not in this studio a few weeks ago for the program. We invited him. We really did. But John Hoadley came out on top. Now, I'm not taking credit for this. I wouldn't do that. My understanding is the Hoadley campaign got out and they wore out their shoes, walking door to door, meeting with voters, talking about issues. I mean, it's that same old thing with politics. You know, politics is local, they say, and it's, you know, somebody you know and that kind of thing. It means something to people. You know, think about this. It means something to you when somebody running for office shows up at your front door and says, you know what, I care about what you do. Let's talk about what concerns you. I'm running for this office. I want to hear what you think because, you know, I want to make a difference. When you hear that, of course you're going to open up. You're going to go, okay, well, you want to hear what I have to say? Boom! And sometimes it's what they want to hear and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, that's what the Hoadley campaign really did, was they did an awful lot of door-to-door going back and forth. When John Hoadley was in the studio, that's what he had come from doing. And after he was done in the studio with us, that's exactly what he went to go do. He kind of tucked us in between all that. So we were glad to get him. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity to get him back in here sometime before the November election takes place. But this is one of these races. I predicted this one wrong. You know, talking in the office around here, I thought for certain Dave Buskirk, based on his experience, based on name recognition, that he was probably going to pull that one out. John Hoadley surprised me because he ended up with, I think the results indicated, 59% of voters, and it was a three-way race. That's significant.
Yeah.
That is very significant. Now, he calls himself a progressive Democrat. Now, you know, will that play in the general election? We'll see. He does plan on fighting hard, so... But it was interesting to see that one turn out. I was surprised. I was really genuinely surprised. And it was definitely a well-fought race by the people involved in this particular race. Well-fought, well-met. I think there was a lot of positivity in it that was all about issues and having a conversation about what was important to people. So it's one of those races that... you feel like, all right, there's still hope left for us in elections, that people will actually talk about issues. Will that happen in the general campaign for this seat? That I don't know.
We certainly hope so.
You hope so. And I think around here we do have some good precedent for that, that people are going to be willing to say, all right, let's talk about issues. Where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on that? So... it will be interesting, but you know, hats off there to John Hoadley winning that. I think that was definitely a surprise for a lot of people. So, now, Prop 1 was another one of the things that was on ballots, and this was all over the state. And I remember seeing polling data for this a couple of weeks ago, and it shows you what polling data is good for. Basically, it's to talk about at that particular time and put away and not think of again. Polling data said Prop 1 was in trouble. Said, this thing is not going to pass. People don't understand it. They don't get it. They don't know what it is. They're going to vote against it. They voted for it. And they did so fairly overwhelmingly.
Yeah, pretty easily.
It passed very, very quickly and simply. And I think part of that, it has nothing to do with the language of the thing. The language of the thing was baffling. I looked over. I'd already read over that several times by the time I got to the poll. I looked over, I kind of skimmed over the copy of it just to make sure. I was like, no, it hasn't changed. It's still totally unintelligible. But I think here's the two things that led into that. First of all, three things, really. First of all, there was no organized opposition to this thing. There's a few voices going, no, we don't want this. I think there was an education campaign done about this to say, well, here's what Prop 1 does. And there was a lot of word out there about, if you pass it, this is what's going to happen. There was a lot of that. There was an organized support for this. And I think turnout was the other key on this one, too. When we talk about 15% around the state that went and voted, you had a lot of people that were very interested in the passage of this proposal. And so I think that was some of it. Combine all of those things together, I think that was what happened. When you look at how this turned out, if you would have had more turnout, I think it would have been a lot closer. Put this one in the general, I don't know, either way. But this one was in the primary. It passed. I think ultimately it's a good thing. It took me a little bit to get to the point where I concluded, yes, all right, I'm going to support that one. But I think when I got there, I was like, okay, all right, I'm comfortable. I'm not 100% comfortable, but I'm 90% comfortable. All right, let's go. And that might have been where people got to on that one. Anyway, it passed fairly easily in all the people that were voting for that. There were some people, I've talked to some people that voted against it. And I understand the concern behind that. But I think in the end, this was won, the day was won by an awful lot of people that felt like, you know what, this is important for me to at least turn out and vote on that, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what ended up happening with that. Now, there were several other races that went on, and I'd love to tell you about them, or at least my views on them, and I will here in just a couple of minutes as we continue ahead. Of course, you could participate in the program, as always, 877-382-4280. 382-4280, the local number, and 803-73 if you'd like to text us as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show right here on 590 WKZO. -77 degrees, few clouds, some sunshine out there. 590 WKZO, it is 3:28 as we continue with the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's brought to you, this portion, by the Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. All right. Election. We talked about Prop 1. We talked about John Hoadley's victory, which I think was stunning for a lot of people. Move on to some other races. The 63rd House District. This is Jace Bulger's seat. He's term limited out. So Republicans put up two men to run for this, Vic Potter and Dave Maturin. And Dave, we had an opportunity to talk to on this program. Well, Dave was able to edge out Vic Potter on that one. I thought an interesting thing. I don't know that, you know, this one could have gone either way, really. And I don't know that this one was something where it was surprising in any way. I think these were guys that were just trying to get across their message. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. Again, one of these things where it's not about nastiness. It's not about all the vitriol you get from all sorts of corners on this. I think this was a relatively, I don't want to say nice campaign, but it was, I think, a well-fought campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dave Maturin, I mean, he pulled out some endorsements. He had Margaret O'Brien's endorsement that might have helped, among others. So I think, you know, he edged that out. I don't know that I'm hugely surprised. I figured that one might be close. I figured another one that might be close was Brant Eyden and Phil Stinchcomb. And Brant Eyden pulled that one out. And that one, I had predicted it was going to be him. I thought it'd be hard fought. There's two guys that really, I mean, either one would have been a great choice. So I think in the end, you've got Brant Eyden. He seemed to he's a younger guy, that kind of thing. But I think it's another one of those races where it was, you know, there were issues that were back and forth. There were things that were brought out. There were ideas that were shared. It was positive. It's such a refreshing thing when positive campaigns take place.
Instead of all these negative ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, talk about negativity, and it's something we'll talk about as we continue ahead, because Justin Amash and Brian Ellis. Oh, boy.
That was one of the nastiest campaigns around.
Uh-huh. And you should have heard what, if you didn't hear what Justin Amash said at his victory speech, you got to hear it. We'll share it with you a little bit later. Going to be talking weather with Bob Larson here in a little bit. Keep it right here. -77 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on the show. Glad you're taking the time to be with us. You know, here just a little bit, we will continue our discussion of what happened in the primaries, because there was a lot happened, particularly And we told you a little bit about this. The Justin Amash, Brian Ellis run turned out pretty much as I had expected. However, what happened afterwards, you got to hear. You absolutely have to hear. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, just a note for you programming-wise. Baseball happening tonight. 6:40 gets underway as the Detroit Tigers do battle with the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. And then, of course, tomorrow they wrap things up with the Yankees with a 12:40. It's not the start time on the game, but the start time of the broadcast. So it will be a shortened program tomorrow, very likely. Unless the Tigers dispatch them quickly. I don't know. They might.
You never know.
It's entirely possible, but it's the Yankees we're talking about. So regardless, it's going to be a good game. We want to have you here for it. So be aware of that. Now, one other thing I know you're aware of because, well, you're human and you got to put up with it, the weather. You're aware of what the weather is doing right now, and you're probably relatively happy about it. It's been a pretty decent day today, but does that continue? Well, that's why we got Bob Larson on the line. Bob, does it continue?
Jeremy, it looks like it will continue.
All right.
It was a little, I guess I could say, murky earlier this morning. If you had asked me at 6, 7 a.m. what the word was, I probably would have said murky.
Huh.
A little foggy, a little cloudy, a little damp, but it's a lot nicer now. It's brighter. The sun's shining. The humidity is low. We speak often of dew point temperatures. Dew points have dropped into the mid-50s, so that means the humidity is low. We've got a nice breeze out of the north. Turned out to be a beautiful afternoon, and it's going to stay nice the next at least the next few days.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. I was out at the USTA tennis tournament that they've got here in town. And it was, I mean, this was just about as perfect as you can get for tennis.
Right.
Either viewing or for playing it, for that matter. So I don't know who we paid off or what we did, but apparently we did it right.
Yeah, I guess so. It doesn't often work out this way each year at this time, but certainly is working now. And when I talk about nice weather, talking about sunshine tomorrow, I suspect we won't have the fog, or at least not the extent of the fog that we had this morning. It might be patchy fog at daybreak, but should go quickly. And low humidity tomorrow with the sun, lower 80s for a high temperature. Very similar Friday, lower 80s, low humidity. Nighttime temperatures, incidentally, the next few nights in the mid and upper 50s, maybe towards 60. So very comfortable, not too chilly, certainly not muggy. And as we go into the weekend, it'll turn warmer. I don't think it turns hot, not expecting 90 to 95 degree heat. But I suspect lower 80s will be traded in for middle 80s. And with time, maybe upper 80s by the time we get to next week. And I don't see any rain in the forecast, at least through the weekend. I spoke yesterday, I think we talked Monday, about maybe there being a chance of showers and storms next Monday. That's just a chance at this point. If we miss out on that chance, it may not happen until late next week. So we need some rain. I don't necessarily want to go that long without any of it, but it looks like it could be a fairly extended period of no important rainfall.
So if you're headed over to, I guess, South Haven has some sort of a festival this weekend, might be good weather for that.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Okay. Looks really nice.
Blueberry Festival.
Blueberry Festival. See, I knew Michael was on top of it because he always is for some reason.
Yeah, must love blueberries.
Oh, yes, I do.
There you go.
In this state, it's a requirement.
Yeah, who wouldn't like blueberries?
Yeah,
good stuff.
Know, they were actually at the tennis tournament serving up, and I resisted.
You resisted. Good willpower.
But they were serving up blueberries and cream every time somebody walked by with that. I was drooling all over the place. But I,
yeah.
So I'm controlling. I'm trying to lose weight here, and that's the tough part.
Well, good for you. You held off.
All right. So, Bob, we're looking at decent weather today, decent weather tomorrow, that kind of thing. Remind us again the word.
The word, actually, I didn't even get to the word.
Oh,
the
you
word,
didn't yet. Gosh.
The word is tame. Very tame weather for the next few days. We have tamed the beast that is known as the dog days of summer. I don't see that happening, but the way things have gone this summer, this might be one of our very rare extended periods of very warm weather that kicks in, because by the time we get to next week again, I think it heats up to a point anyway, middle and upper 80s, and maybe for several days in a row.
Okay. So when you said tame, I suddenly got a mental picture of you with a chair and a whip in your hand, taming
the
weather.
Beast, right?
You know? Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, we got Tigers tomorrow, so we may not get the opportunity to chat with you, but That means we got Friday, and we're going to talk some numbers.
We do have Friday, and I am out of the office on Friday.
Oh, you lucky dog.
I'm not sure my colleague is, but I won't have numbers for you on Friday, so I'll have to shelve that until next Friday.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I guess everybody, if you're working this hard to tame the weather as you are, a day off probably is appropriate, I have a feeling. So, all right, Bob, thanks. Have a good rest of your Wednesday.
Thank you as well, Jeremy, Michael.
All right. There is Bob Larson with AccuWeather. And, you know, that just keeps you feeling very positively about what we've got to face, particularly for the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know, you've got like 27 races or whatever you're doing this weekend.
Oh, so. Yep. Got one planned.
Okay. I figured there was at least one, and I assumed that you might have even been, that might have been one of those, well, I triple booked this weekend, you know.
No, I actually haven't done that before.
Well, you haven't triple booked. You've double booked.
I've double booked 5K, 10K same day, you know, about an hour apart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, couldn't do that, but all right. So, but only one this weekend.
Only one.
All right. Well, it's good to know that there's going to be good weather for it all the way around. All right. As we continue ahead here on the program, you know what? It was a pretty good election night, all things considered. But as you can imagine, there were some fireworks. It's an election, after all. We'll share with you some of those fireworks and the rest of the thoughts that that I had for you. Love to hear your thoughts as well on the election. 877-382-4280, 382-4280, as we continue on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. ...81 degrees in Kalamazoo. Of course, a great reminder that at any time that you would like the weather. You know what? We do share it a lot around here, but if that's not good enough for you, it's even better because at our website, we got a special section right up top. If you go to WKZO.com, you click on the little tab that says weather, gives you the forecast, gives you what it is right now, gives you a look at the radar. It's just about as complete as you can get and immediate as you can get, and I hope you'll check it out sometime. So you can go right now. That's fine. You just have to keep listening, okay? That's all I ask.
Just multitask.
Multitask. Unlike Michael, multitask, okay? I'm just saying. It's funny he takes this stuff. Doesn't even know I'm insulting him. It's great.
Well, sometimes I don't multitask very well.
Could explain the destruction in the studio the other week. Anyway.
Yep.
Wanted to talk about the election. There was a lot going on. We've gone through a lot of the races, a lot of the things that went on. You know, one of the things that a lot of people didn't realize was one of the things, well, I don't want to say realize. I think people realized it, but it was not a race that was at the forefront, and that was Fred Upton actually had a primary challenger, and he came out on top, very convincingly so. So, and that was another one of those campaigns that... you know, and Fred Upton's a pretty popular guy, so you understand that, you know. So you get why he wins a primary there. He's got, should be a pretty good general election race as far as that goes, but he comes out looking strong in that particular primary. Now, Justin Amash and Brian Ellis. How many of us saw the ads, even if we weren't voting in that particular election? You saw the ads proclaiming different things like Justin Amash, the friend of Al Qaeda. You know, and we talked about it here. You know, the different polls that had come out that basically said this thing was over. And definitely towards the end on this one, you didn't see a lot of outside money going into it because they kind of knew, this one's over. And it proved true. It was over. It was over weeks ago. Nevertheless, you figure in one of these races, there's a lot of beating up on each other. And at the end, all right, we should unite. We should, you know, get the party unite. And all right, well, you know, we'll do this. We'll get into this. We'll, you know, that isn't what ended up happening. Justin Amash had his victory celebration. He thanked supporters, and then he said these words. He said, Brian Ellis, you owe my family and this community an apology. you had the audacity to try and call me today after running a campaign that was called the nastiest in the country. Now get this. He finished it off by saying, I ran for office to stop people like you. Ouch. Ouch. Now, according to sources on this, Ellis apparently called Amash to congratulate him, left a voicemail asking for Amash to give him a call. I'm not sure that one's going to happen.
I don't think he's going to give him a call back.
Unless he might, you know, prank call him and send him pizzas or something. I don't know. But yeah, that it was a nasty, nasty campaign. And I think there's the difference. And I said it on this program before. If Brian Ellis would have come out and introduced himself to people and said, look, this is where I stand. This is what I believe in. This is what I intend to do if you elect me.
Instead, he went the other direction and tried to destroy his opponent with negative ads.
Mm-hmm. And negativity works sometimes. We've seen it work sometimes because, you know, presidential elections. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but negativity in this one, it just kind of showed that people didn't necessarily want that. You know, and there was negativity on both sides. I don't think you can just sit there and go, all right, well, Ellis was the guy. But when you come out with commercials that have the friend of Al-Qaeda, it's amazing to see that. Now, here's the thing. I don't think Amash is in a very good frame of mind. Because he went on to say, I want to say to lobbyist Pete Hoekstra, you're a disgrace. I'm glad we can hand you one more loss before you fade into total obscurity and irrelevance. Yeah, Justin Amash, somebody did something in his Wheaties. That's all I'm thinking here. And I wondered to myself, and on this show as well, what happens after Amash wins this election and he goes back to Congress? All these people that stood up against him. Now, Pete Hoekstra isn't there, I know that, but all these people that stood up against him and supported the other guy, now they got Justin, hey, good to see you, glad you're back. No hard feelings, right?
He's not going to talk to them.
Yeah, I get the idea that Justin Amash is going to be, if anything, he'll be giving him a dirty look or maybe what the British call a splendid gesture. I don't know. I don't know that he's all that happy, but I understand that because some of the attacks he went through were just unbelievable. Now, if you want to call in, be a part of the program, 877-382-4280, 382-4280, the local number, or 80373 if you'd like to text us and talk to us about things. Let's head to the phones where Chris is standing by. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I didn't hear him say that about Hoekstra, but I'm glad he did. I mean, I respected Hoekstra, but I definitely see him as part of the establishment, which I think Amash is trying to stay out of.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely is some hard feelings. But while I was waiting for the results to come in last night, I was doing some reading, and you know, one of the claims that the Ellis campaign put against Amash was that he was anti Israel. So I looked up what his vote was and what his vote was about. So, you know, the Ellis campaign had spun that he voted against, he was one of five members to vote against the Iron Dome funding. Mm. And essentially what it was is that it was $1 billion and it was part of the House passed it and it was not a pay-as-you-go. So basically, they put it on the credit card,
mm-hmm.
and Amash said, no, we're not going to do that. We come up with $1 billion from somewhere else. We're not financing $1 billion to give to Israel,
mm-hmm.
which I support Israel wholeheartedly, but I also support that sentiment. There was $1 billion somewhere that we could cut in order to fund that program, which I think is an important program. The Iron Dome is an important program.
Certainly.
But that just goes to show you how the one side will than the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. So I voted for Amash. I'm glad he won. I hope that there are more people that are from the independent side of the Republicans that aren't beholden to either the Chamber of Commerce or the establishment get along group, mm-hmm. and will stand up for their constituents and tell Pete Hoekstra and other people like him, you know, thanks but no thanks.
Okay, Chris, thanks for your call. Appreciate you being a part of it today. You know, I hear you on that. I understand. I think the thing that bothered me about his campaign at all was that there was just that level of nastiness. You expect it to a greater degree, at least at this level, when it's between a Republican and a Democrat, but not between two Republicans. You know, you expect to hear between two Republicans, well, you know, my opponent believes this. I tend to believe this. And here's why I believe it. And then you go into why you believe whatever it is. That's not what you got here. You got friend of Al-Qaeda, anti-Jewish whatever. I mean, there were any number of things that were put out there. Instead of Brian Ellis coming out, you know what? I'm Brian Ellis. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. This is why I want to go to Congress. This is why I want to represent you. And it was a sad state of affairs that he felt like he could win just simply by tarring and feathering his opponent. In the end, I don't think that it works out sometimes, but I don't think it works out all that well when it comes to somebody in your party. You know, somebody in your party, differ with them, but at the end, just run a campaign.
Run on the issues.
There you go. That way it makes it a little bit better once the general rolls around. We'll keep talking next hour. You keep it here.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.